This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
But there's a lot of optimism surrounding the Knicks and the Nets, and the person that I'm talking about is the great Bernard King, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca, buddy. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Don. How are you today?
Good. I mean, talk about immense popularity. Just a quick story, okay? And you're probably not even going to remember this. This is going back over 30 years ago. I worked at a pharmacy called Lincoln Pharmacy on Lincoln Avenue in Glen Rock. And I was working the counter, and somebody ran into the store and said, Bernard King's outside. Bernard King's outside. Ran outside and saw you drive away. But, like, there was a crowd of people. They recognized you coming out of the A&P or something. And there was, like, a buzz that I had never seen before. I mean, I don't even know if you remember that, because I don't know where you lived at that time. But that's how popular I remember Bernard King being, that you can light up an A&P parking lot.
Well, I'm glad to be on with you today, Don. And you and I have something in common.
What's that?
You attended Ramapo College, and that's where I used to train at when I resided in New Jersey for 14 years. And I also majored in communications, as you did, at Ramapo College.
Awesome. So I don't know if you worked at WRPR at all, or the radio station, the campus radio station.
No, I never got that far.
That's awesome. But it certainly worked out for you. Man, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And, of course, author of Game Face, which I can't wait to get into. But let's start with the Nets, one of your former teams. And I was discussing it earlier as they embark on this season where championship is certainly in the conversation. How long does it take to build chemistry? Because we saw with the Miami Heat back in 2010, 2011, they actually started the season 8-7 because it took some time for all those new players to get together. KD and Kyrie are very familiar with each other, had 4 preseason games, but how long does it take for you to be able to build the chemistry to be at 100% on the court?
You know, obviously chemistry, I think, is the foundation of the success of any team, but then you also have in that equation that Kevin Durant hasn't played other than those preseason games that you mentioned for the last 18 months. And that was a devastating injury that he suffered with his Achilles tendon. And Kyrie Irving, he's coming back from injury as well last year. So those two guys, Durant and Irving, they haven't had an opportunity to really play together. And I think for as Kevin Durant is concerned, because I experienced being injured out for 2 years, I think that it's going to take him at least 25 games to really get comfortable and to find his rhythm in terms of how he likes to play. And he's playing with a new offense, Kyrie as well. New head coach is Steve Nash. You have Mike D'Antoni on the bench as an assistant. So you're going to see some innovative concepts in terms of offensively. But the chemistry is going to form as the season continues to develop.
What's scary, if it takes that long, Bernard, you know, in a 72-game schedule, that could mean that, say, if this team makes the conference final, they might have to play on the road, right? Because that's probably going to cost them some seeding.
Well, I think that, you know, because of the greatness of those players that I just referenced, and then you have Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert as well, and they are a great defensive team. So a lot of their games potentially could be won on the defensive end of the floor with Jeff Green and Joe Harris. But I think that because of the offensive skill sets of Durant and Irving, they're not going to get up to a slow start, but you're going to have to pace Kevin Durant.
I guess the nicest thing I can say about Kyrie is that he's an interesting bird. That's for sure. Whether it's burning sage at the TD Bank Garden in Boston and thinking the earth is flat, he likes to play games with people. Do you think you'd enjoy playing with him?
I love basketball so much, and with a great talent like that, you would have an opportunity to win a championship. And so I would have loved to have played with a player of the skill sets of Kyrie. I never had anyone during the course of my 15-year career that I played with that has his degree of talent. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
How about Steve Nash? There's this feeling, because he's never coached before, that this is kind of a coach by committee, tremendous assistance. But what are some of the pitfalls of having a neophyte be the head coach of a team where the expectations are so high?
Well, I think that Steve has surrounded himself. He's a Hall of Famer, so he knows the game inside and out, and he understands the game within the game. And he's surrounded himself with some very good bench coaches. You have Amari Stoudemire that's on that staff as well. And I think that he will do extremely well. And more importantly, he'll connect with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving because he can see the game as they do. And not all players, basketball IQ-wise, can see the game as a Durant and Irving. So I think Steve Nash will have tremendous success.
We're talking to Bernard King. Knicks start their season tomorrow. The Nets start their season tonight against the Golden State Warriors. How strange would it be for you to play in an empty building like these guys are going to have to play?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You know, interestingly, I played for the Nets and I played for the Warriors, but I think playing in an empty building, you know, obviously the focus is on safety first, and, you know, we're dealing with the impact of COVID-19, and we hope that everyone stays safe and healthy. But for me, it's no different than playing in front of 20,000 people because the game is mental, and you have to self-motivate yourself to develop the necessary focus that generates intensity. I had a game face. I had intensity. And the great players of the NBA, they have that as well. And, you know, Adam Silver did a great job with the bubble and maintaining the safety of all the players. And I think you'll see that again in this upcoming season. But the fact that there's no one in the stands, that's okay. You're going to put – if you go back and look at the performances of the teams in the bubble, you saw some of the best games played all year. It was exciting. And I look forward to watching these games. It's going to be fantastic, fans or no fans.
Now, what about your thoughts on the Knicks? Young team, Tom Thibodeau comes into the fold. What are your expectations for the Knicks?
The Knicks, they got a great coach. And I think, you know, Tom Thibodeau, Tibbs, he's very defensive-minded coach, oriented coach, and his philosophy will be predicated on that. He has Mike Woodson on his staff. Obviously, the Knicks are one of the youngest teams in the league, but they have tremendous talent on that team. When you start talking about a player like R.J. Barrett, you know, who was drafted last year, he's developing quite quickly, I think, and nicely as well. He's got an offensive repertoire. And he ultimately, in my personal judgment, will be an all-star. And Julius Randle, he's a veteran. He's been around for quite a while, and he has the experience, and he understands what it takes to play basketball. And who I'm really keen on, I'm glad to see that Kevin Knox, Don, is really starting to display, particularly in the shortened preseason. But he had some great shooting nights in the preseason. And so I'm really excited to see his development. I got to know him over the last 2 years, and I actually worked with him a bit. And and keep in mind, he's only 21 years old. And then Mitchell Robinson, shot blocker extraordinaire. Yeah. So I think the Knicks are going to do well, and they did great in the draft. Leon Rose did a great job in selecting O.B. Toppin out of Dayton. And Toppin looks really good, and I think he's a gem that they found.
We talked about you're the author of Game Face, and from what I understand, Ben Stiller and his production company are going to make this into a movie, right?
Yes, and also connected with that is Protege Pictures and Radar Films, so Radar Pictures. Radar was responsible for Jumanji, if you remember that great movie.
Sure.
And so I'm excited about Ben Stiller and coming on board. It's going to be a take off on my memoir, Game Face, and it's really just going to depict my life's journey and all the exciting things and wonderful things and some of the obstacles that I face in life, and it's going to be really fascinating. It's going to be fun to watch, and it's going to be inspirational, and I recall when I was writing the book, I would be up at 4 o'clock in the morning writing, and what inspired me to write is my daughter was going off to college the next morning, Spelman. where she's since graduated from in this past spring. And I thought this would be a fine time to look back and look at the journey and the path that I've followed and write my life story, and that's what I did. And fortunately, I'm blessed that it's being turned into a motion picture. Who would have thought that as a kid growing up in Brooklyn? You right. played in NBA 15 years, and now you're having a movie made on your life. That's amazing, Don.
Now, are you going to have a say on who plays you?
I'm in consultation with the group the entire time we've been discussing this. And so they've asked me that question. I'm not sure yet. I've made some suggestions, which I won't really reveal right now, Don. But I think that we'll find the right person to play me, and the other individuals that's going to be engaged as well, who's going to play Ernie Grunfeld and all of that. And so I'm really excited about it.
Are you going to have a cameo? Will they find some place to put you in the movie?
They don't know yet, but I'm going to ask them.
you're Bernard King. You tell them.
Hey,
you don't ask
Don,
them.
I do have some acting chops. Right. I did a movie when I was a rookie in the NBA with the Nets, and it's called Fast Break. It was starring Gabe Kaplan, if
sure.
you remember him from Walter. And I had the third largest role in that, and I've done Miami Vice, Paper Dolls, General Hospital, and some other things as well. So they just don't know it. I'm going to ask them, hey, yeah. give me a cameo.
You know, I'm dying to ask you, when you look at the Nets and the Knicks, I mean, do you consider yourself a former Knick or a former Net? Or do you just take a knee on it and say I'm a former Bullet?
I played for the Nets. I played for the Golden State Warriors, and so the Knicks, and, you know, the Washington Bullets. You know, obviously, as a kid growing up in New York, I dreamed. My dream was to play for the New York Knicks, and looking at all those great players growing up in terms of Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, Willis Reed, David DeBusschere, Bill Bradley, Dick Barnett, and all those, Cassie Russell, all those great players that they have, I was a Knicks fan. And that's how I grew up, and so it was an honor for me, Don, to put that uniform every night. I actually had goosebumps when I put that uniform on, and I wanted to deliver at a very, very high level when I played for the Knicks, and so I'm honored to be considered a Knick. I'm part of the Knick family.
Bernard, you're the best, man. Have so much fun this year watching all the basketball, and good luck with the movie, and looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Absolutely. So I hope everyone tunes in tonight. You know, you got the Nets, as you mentioned, versus the Warriors. And then what's going to really be exciting is the Clippers and the Lakers are late tonight. And I look forward to watching all of that. And Don, thank you so much for having me on. And you take care and be well.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.